Welcome to the Football Podcast. This is your host, Mr. Number 9.
And this is The Full.
Okay, now, extreme apologies to anyone who follows the blog. we joke about small numbers, but we do have a small number of people, and we have been getting some, mostly from ourselves.
There are a few people around, friends, and they'll know who they are, who do listen.
Yep, and we've not been updating, and like so much has happened. There would be excuses if things were going boring and the usual suspects were reading, but it has, so many things have happened. We kind of reviewed almost every team in our last podcast. It was a mega podcast, but there was a lot of things we got wrong, which were, surprisingly, the thing we didn't get wrong was we said if Leicester could do a good run in that difficult period, they would be pole position to win the league, and I think they very much so are still.
I think so too. I think they have to take on the favourites tag from here.
Yep.
They're 3 points ahead of City, 5 points ahead of Spurs. They've got a bit of a tough few weeks coming up, but they hold the course, and they've got ridiculous form in Vardy and everybody.
Mahrez and everybody playing for each other.
I know.
This is a team built on, like, pizzas for having clean sheets and champagnes for getting 40 points. But That's a great season. I think it's really, really good for the Premiership and English football in general that a team like Leicester comes up. And I think if Leicester do win, it'll send shockwaves because this is, I think, the last chance for teams like Leicester to win because with the new money deal coming in next season, there are going to be a lot of strong teams. And I don't know how things will change. I think we're going to have a very disruptive season next season and maybe the season after because...
Okay.
Other than even your most mid-table of mid-table clubs in England is going to be more powerful than any other club in Europe, other than Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, and PSG.
Yeah.
So basically, they are up there amongst the top five clubs in the world. Like, that's how powerful every club will be in England. So there's going to be an influx of talent. Like, you can't have all the good players play at all these clubs, and all the good players cannot all play for Real Madrid and Barcelona, or Bayern Munich for that matter. But before we go too deep into next season, so this is a good chance for Leicester, and if they win, win the league, there's no reason why they can't retain a good number of their players. Vardy hopefully will stay loyal, like, I hate to say that word with any footballer because there's no such thing. Mahrez might move, but yeah, otherwise.
There'll be teams coming looking for these players, obviously, but if they win the league, then there seems to be less motivation for them to leave, because they're playing at the champions.
And they'll be paid as well as anywhere else they could be.
Exactly.
So there's really no reason for them to leave. So all the best to Leicester. I hope they do win. And even if they lose the game to Manchester City this week, they're the team with 3 points in hand.
Yeah.
So that'll make Manchester City catch up. And yes, the goal difference will go further for them. Leicester just need to draw. And if they do win, it'll be amazing. And they play the right style of game to beat Manchester City. Strong counter-attacking game with lots of pace. That City defense, which at one time was a strong bedrock, is not as good as it used to be. Vincent Kompany is having one of the poorest seasons I've seen him have, by his high standards, by the way. Because that he's poor in any other way else's standards.
Compared to Vincent Kompany, he's having a bad season.
Yeah. Similar to for Yaya Toure, so that strong wall, and I think this is where Manchester City are going to regret selling James Milner, because having two players James Milner, Yaya Toure mold, where you can do a bit of everything, and play them in the middle of the park was fantastic. It gave all this freedom to players like your David Silvas and co to do what they wanted.
I mean, Yaya Toure is having a bit of a bits and pieces season. He used to do well for a period of time, and then he'll go bad for a period of time, and then he'll come up again. So you never know, maybe he'll find that form again and see City home.
Yeah, and to be fair, James Milner's not doing that great at Liverpool either. So it's not like that there's any guarantees. Manchester City, who are falling, have every chance of catching up. They've been there before. Pellegrini knows how to get his players to win. I think, ironically, because he's being replaced by Guardiola next season, and we know that, and it's going to be such a smooth transition. He's just ending his contract, gracefully moving away, being the classy person that I think he is.
And it was very classy the way he sort of all announced it and the press conferences he had around it. It was very, very professional.
Absolutely. And I think his players are just going to be like, look, this is our chance to win, and we have a good chance to win. We know there's a new gaffer, and we all have to impress him.
Yeah.
We got to show that we're worth it. And he has nothing to lose. He knows he's not going to get fired because he's going to see out the end of his contract.
Yeah.
So he can do whatever he wants. So that might be what helps Manchester City win. The other team that is moving with form and has a lot of momentum is Tottenham Hotspur. They have come leaps and bounds. We were kind of dismissive of Spurs' chances when we reviewed them. We thought they also had a pretty tough, and they did have a pretty tough run in, but they've played well, taken their chances, and let's be honest, two teams that are below them have played really poorly in that time and allowed Spurs to come up, and all credit to them. Spurs are actually in a position where they're genuine contenders. If this week's game is a draw and Spurs win, it's those three teams are going to get into a big scrap, especially if they can beat Manchester City the week after, then everything, they've got everything to play. Heck, they might be the top London club this season. Very, very possible.
I think it might be actually something to say that will happen.
Yeah.
Spurs look like they should be the top London club. Arsenal, I mean, it's their level of points of Arsenal at the moment and stuff, but I know Spurs are looking better at the moment. Arsenal's lost their way over the last sort of 4 weeks.
Yep.
And Spurs have come on leaps and bounds. You know, they're playing with good football. They're playing with good form. All their players are playing well. There's no reason why they shouldn't continue the way they are. And if they do, they'll definitely be top London side. And as you say, they'll be there and they're going to keep playing the way they are. They quite likely will turn this into a three-horse race.
Yep. That being said, I would not count out the two clubs below them, Manchester United and Arsenal. Manchester United finally found some form last week against Stoke. Louis van Gaal seems to have figured out what he wants to do. I'm not too sure what's happening at the club. They didn't buy any players in January. That being said, I'm not even sure what sort of player they needed. Maybe another striker, but really, Rooney's starting to hit form now. So it's the weird part where it looks like if Rooney does hit form and Antonio Martial seems to be feeding him from that left wing quite well, this United side does not give the ball away, keep possession, and now they actually have goals to back that up. And they have a reasonably gentle run coming up. They have a game against Chelsea next week, which if they can win at the Bridge, it'll give them some momentum because they've got an easy game against Sunderland the week after, and then a bunch of very winnable games for them before they face Arsenal at the end of the month. And that's also at home, and Arsenal have not beaten United at home in a long time.
So
I think very, very good chances for United to at least catch up to Arsenal, go to fourth, and maybe even challenge a bit. I don't see it becoming a four horse race, but no. I think United could take a very close position, could quite easily go ahead in that race for fourth place.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if they do get the results and put the wins on here, whilst they'll be a very outside chance to be top, but they'll be close enough to put the pressure on so that the top three will have to continue doing well.
And they do have a game against all the top three teams.
Yes.
So therefore, that is always a possibility for them to catch up to them. And heck, any of those top three teams could get into a downward spiral because they have a relatively tough run in the next few weeks, and there are games which one of them will drop points.
Yeah.
So there's an opportunity for both Arsenal and United to catch up at that point. Conversely, Arsenal have been quite disappointing because at one point they looked odds-on favorite to being the team that was going to win. One of the odds-on favorites. And I think their fans, they're just not getting the goals. They've got the United disease at the moment.
Which is a bit weird given their lineup, yes.
Well, they've got a tough game against Bournemouth away from home next week, which is turning out to not be an easy place to win at. And they have Leicester to play after that. And if Leicester beats City next week, they will be fired up to beat Arsenal because that, I think, will almost guarantee them that championship. Like, two away wins against top four opponents is
Leicester wins that. They're continuing their hot run. They're showing the form, and that will be so many points ahead.
Yeah, and they have a game against Hull in the FA Cup after, which, yeah, sure, they may play a B team or a weakened side in that competition, but then they've got Barcelona at home, and, like, could almost be coming off, like, 3 out of 4 losses before facing United at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
So it's tough for Arsenal. I am not in any way counting them out. If anyone can turn them around, it is Arsene Wenger, but he really should have bought a player to be the backup for Giroud, and they need people like your Ramses and them to start picking up some form, and Alexis Sanchez can't just do this all by himself.
Yeah, no. It's Ramsey and Ozil and stuff. We've got to get back to the form pre-Christmas.
I think, yeah. If that were to happen, then Arsenal, heck, they could even beat Barcelona maybe at anything's possible. And they also, after playing United, have a game against Swansea and then another tough game at the White Hart Lane against Tottenham Hotspur. And if Tottenham Hotspur are still in the running for that in that three-horse race, they're going to be fired up against Arsenal. Like,
yes, definitely.
Mind you, Arsenal will be fired up to beat them so that they don't win the championship. So that's everything to play for.
That derby is always a fiery encounter, and it's always good to watch.
Yep. It's gonna be tough for Arsenal. I think of the top five, United have the easiest run in to the next because they have a gentle run in before they face a lot of their tougher games.
Yes. And United also have those tough games a bit more spread out.
Yep.
They don't have them all at once. It's not a make or break time. Mm. They have chance to rebuild and move on, whilst, say, the others are a bit more condensed with that.
And Leicester, if they have 2 tough games to go with, and then after that they have, basically, it's theirs to lose. If they can win those 2 games, then they are in pole position. If they can even win 1 out of those 2 games and draw another, 4 points out of those 2 games is, like, massive.
Oh, definitely.
It might be, and it'll give them all this momentum going in, because Manchester City have to play teams like United away, they have to play Liverpool, and they're in all 4 competitions, which is where they're gonna tire. They have a big squad. If any squad can win a quadruple, it is Manchester City's. They have quality all round.
Mm-hmm.
I just fear that maybe this team this season don't have it. If they were in this position a season ago, with the players a year younger, or even 2 seasons ago, 2 years younger, you'd almost be like, yes, they're going to win the quadruple. They're such good form.
Yeah, especially 2 seasons ago. 2 seasons ago, that team, you'd just be.
But a lot depends on Aguero staying fit. And
he's come back into a bit of goal scoring as well. He's
never really out of goal scoring form. He just gets injured and then gets back into goal scoring form.
Yeah, he was injured and a little out of touch for Aguero.
Yeah,
but once again, comparing Aguero with Aguero's standards, it's not comparing to any other striker, really.
No. Are we in the position to make predictions at this stage? Like, obviously, it'll be easier to do it 2 weeks from now, but at this stage, who do you like for first?
My heart says Leicester. I just really want them to do it. But that said, City are pretty good.
City are pretty good.
Leicester have to play City at City.
Well, City are probably going to stay in the Champions League because they have Dynamo Kiev.
Yeah.
And they have only got 1 more game in the League Cup, which is the final, which they should be fired up for anyway. And they've got the FA Cup games are there, but infinitely winnable for a team like City.
Yeah.
And Leicester are in the FA Cup as well, so there's that to consider. So while City will have more games, it's really the Champions League that is the big thing. Like, do they focus on that Champions League or do they focus on the league? And this is where I think Leicester also have another good chance of winning. I agree with you. My heart says Leicester. My head is saying that Manchester City are more likely to win and have more quality.
Yeah.
That being said, because of that congestion in that fixture schedule and the fact that they do have so many injuries, this is I think Leicester have a very good chance.
The only thing I'm thinking City is that they've got 2 big games this week, next week. They've got Leicester and then Tottenham. But both of them are home games for City.
Yeah.
Which you almost have to give them the advantage in that. So if you give them the wins there, after that, yes, they play, it's got FA Cup week, and then they've got the Champions, they've got the triple wave, the Champions League to Kiev. But they come back, and whilst there's a little hard games. They've in there, and they've got to play Liverpool pretty much twice in a row there within a few days. One
for the
Capital Cup, and one for in the actual Premier League. But it just seems that their hard games are easier games.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, because they've got in the and hard also games, gonna
play,
the
and they're also the one team that's gonna get to play United at home rather than away, where everybody else, all their rivals are to play United away.
That's what I was sort of going with. Their hard games are at City.
Yeah.
Play them at home.
Yeah.
Should give them the edge in those. And those key games sort of means that you give them the edge. If they win those key games, they'll win the...
Yeah, I think my head says it's about 60% chance for Manchester City to win. Yeah. So I still give Leicester maybe a 35% chance. I'm giving Spurs a 5% chance only because they're not experienced at this. They've got two very tough games to play. And I don't think their fixture schedule actually gets much easier. They have Watford, and then they have City, and then they have their Europa League game against Fiorentina.
Yeah.
And then they've got a London derby with Crystal Palace and Swansea and West Ham. All games that are winnable but tricky.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. They're all difficult games where they have
to... And then they've got their local derby with
then
Arsenal.
Then they've got Arsenal, which, other than the City game next week, that's the other sort of key game there.
I beg your pardon, and Tottenham Hotspur also get to play United at home.
Oh, they do too, yes.
But that being said, United are like Spurs' bogey team. So it's very difficult for Spurs. They can definitely do it if Harry Kane hits form. I think they really, really missed a trick by not getting Berahino. I think that would have pushed them over the edge. But they're building well. I think Spurs are almost guaranteed a top four spot this season.
I think so too. I think they will be in that three-horse race.
Mm.
I get the feeling they may be a bit like Chelsea was a couple of years ago, and they'll be the little horse. Not that that is very bad, because Chelsea, whilst being the little horse in the race 2 years ago, were very close little horse.
Yeah.
So I think Spurs will be... It will only be a game or two.
And if they have Champions League football next season, and they're not out of the Europa League yet, so they could still win, go through from that way if they win the Europa League, they... like I said, we've talked about the financial power of the Premier League. They will have a lot of money. They will be able to build on a good squad. Lots to be excited about if you're a Spurs fan. But then the season after that, they play at the Emirates. So that's going to be fun.
Oh, dear.
But we're getting way ahead of ourselves there. This is... Spurs are still very much so within a chance, much better chance, I think, than Arsenal or Manchester City. Manchester United. I would rate Arsenal and Man United's chances of winning the league at the single digit.
Yes. Yeah, they're very outside chance. They're still there, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
Just because I see some of the three above them are going to get points here and there, and not going to drop enough points for those two, really.
Basically, United and Arsenal kind of almost need three teams above them to keep drawing games for the next few weeks catch up while they win.
Yeah, while they win. And I think that's the other big thing. United and Arsenal are good teams. They've got things, and their fixture's not too tricky. Though Arsenal's ones are sort of. At the same time, neither have been very good at winning.
Yeah.
Especially with Arsenal in recent times. United are getting a bit better at that in recent times, but has spent large periods over the last few years, really, of forgetting how to win.
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird for United.
Yeah.
But.
Well, post Alex Ferguson period anyway.
And I don't think they've really shaken off the cobwebs on that yet.
No. Now, very briefly, just so that we have some chance to look at it, the other side of the table, Aston Villa,
they're going down.
Their reign as the team to have stayed at the top highest level of English football for the longest, that's still there, is going to end.
Yeah.
I don't know who would follow from that. My thinking is Everton, but I could be wrong. Sunderland are, I think, once again, another team. They've got Big Sam. And that's only 2 points behind Newcastle, and Newcastle are their dreaded enemies. I mean...
Yeah, but they're... 4 points off safety, Sunderland. Yeah. possible, yes.
It would be a great escape.
It would be a great escape, I think. And we've had some great escapes over the last few seasons.
From Sunderland.
And others over the last few seasons. Some ridiculously great escapes over the last few seasons. But I don't know if Sunderland's going to pull it off again.
Yeah. I think Sunderland, I agree with you. I think this is one too many. They're just going to go down this season. And I think Norwich and Newcastle, I can't say. I would like Newcastle to stay because I think they make the Premiership quite fun.
Yeah.
And entertaining, but I think Newcastle have a game against Manchester City and all these tougher games to play. Norwich have a 6-pointer against Sunderland, which I feel like if they win that, they've almost guaranteed their safety.
Yeah.
That being said, anything can happen. A team like Swansea could like hit a run of really bad form, or Norwich could hit a run of really bad form. Heck, I can't see it because Burnham's tempo has gone the other way. They could hit a run of bad form.
Yeah, yeah. But
but this will be the first time in a long time, I think, that if it is Newcastle, Sunderland, and Aston Villa that go down, that none of the three teams that are relegated are teams that got promoted.
Yeah, the three promoted from last season will stay up. But it's looking quite like it, really.
Yep. Well, I think that's all we have time for.
Yeah.
But
we don't have to talk too much about Chelsea. Yeah. It's still a bit sore.
Well, they're on the upwards trend. I don't think they're getting relegated anymore. I think last time we were talking, we were saying Chelsea were definitely relegation contenders.
It was going to go one of two ways over Christmas. Either they were going to pull themselves out or they were going to be in dire straits. And whilst in the end they got rid of Mourinho, which I personally didn't agree with, and what it's shown really in my view anyway, is that there were some players that were underperforming for Mourinho so that he would be fired. For whatever reason is their own, but there's a definite marked improvement by at least two or three key players who seem to be now suddenly in a good vein of form post-Mourinho, who were not very good beforehand. We've got United this weekend. That needs to be a win, but that's at Stamford Bridge. That needs to be a win, in my view. And then we can say we're back on track.
Do you think they'll win? I don't think they will because I think United are going to win.
Obviously, I sort of think they do. I actually do. I think things are looking better. And I think we should win. Our players are playing well. We're starting to score. Costa's starting to get his scoring boots back on and stopping with the "I'm going to fight everybody all the time." The theatrics from some players seem to have stopped and they've gone back to actually defending and playing the ball around like Chelsea should. So I actually have high hopes for Monday morning.
That said, how high are Chelsea going to finish? What is your final prediction?
I think, just looking at how many points we're going to make up, I don't think we're going to have enough to make it to Champions League spot. I think that's beyond. But
Champions League spot? Are you kidding? Nine points?
To Champions League.
That's to the Europa League. Yeah, 9 points.
I think Europa.
15 points.
I think we could possibly make a look at Europe, especially if once the FA Cup and such like have taken.
Do you think Chelsea are going to play a very weakened side in the FA Cup game against Manchester City?
I'm not actually sure how they're going to go with that.
At this stage, Chelsea are not going to be relegated and probably not going to play getting that top four. Should they prioritize that cup?
It possibly is something.
As a fan, is that what you want? Would you rather they got a trophy even if they're going to finish in a nothing position in the league?
Yeah, I think assuming it doesn't turn the rest of the season into shit, Champions League's where I think the focus will actually be. And whilst we got PSG and they didn't work out so well for us last season,
yeah,
I think that's actually a winnable, quite easily winnable fixture.
They will be playing PSG
in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then after that, they've got their, I believe right after, very soon after that, or just before that, is when they have their FA Cup fixture against Manchester City.
So you've got United, Newcastle, then
if they are in the game, if they are in it, like say Chelsea managed to come away with a draw at PSG or even a very close win, I don't see a thrashing at PSG at home.
No, no. There'll be a goal or two here or there. I think as long as Chelsea score a goal,
do you think they will focus on that FA Cup? Will they bother?
I think they still will. I don't see any reason why they won't. Chelsea wants to win trophies. We always focus on all the...
Yep.
And it's against City. We want to be able to...
Would you rather, like, almost do the opposite where Gus Hiddink decides to kind of take it easy in the league, happily finish your position, and, like, now that Garrett get to 40 points, guarantee the not getting relegated part and pretty much just focus on those two cups? I mean, two trophies, would you take that at the end of the season? If you won both the Champions League and the FA Cup, how happy would you?
Even if we just won the Champions League, I'd be very happy.
Yeah.
As long as we weren't getting relegated in the league and we won the Champions League, I'd count that as a win.
I think that would be mission accomplished for Gus Hiddink, would you think? Exactly. Like, that's almost the best he could expect to have out of this season.
Yeah, exactly. And we continue our run of winning the Champions League with interim managers. It's going to come down. I think the key game really for us is that first PSG game. If we play well enough in that, if it shows that we're going to continue that, that's fine. And then
if Arsenal somehow do a miracle and manage to beat Barcelona, that's almost anyone's game to win the Champions League at that point, don't you think?
Yeah. To be fair, as a Chelsea fan, I don't fear Barcelona. Chelsea have shown multiple times.
Even this season?
This season, maybe a little more nervous
this
about
is the, but... you're not, you don't fear a Barcelona, but do you fear a Barcelona with Suarez, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And a Chelsea that's not playing as well as they have in the past. But I've always felt, even when we've been playing badly, we've seemed to have Barcelona's number. And yes, we haven't played them with the Suarez, so that'll offer something different. But I think our tactics against Barcelona have always been reasonably solid, which is you can pass the ball up at near the halfway, that's fine. You come down near the third, you get tackled. You get tackled hard. And it's worked most of the times. And we've worked well with Barcelona over a league. You know, it doesn't matter what the scoreline at the Nou Camp is, as long as you score more at Chelsea. You know?
That's true, but Barcelona don't play that that passing, keeping the ball with themselves all the time game anymore.
Not as much, no. So, I mean, that makes me unsure, but history for me is don't fear Barcelona.
Fair enough.
And to be fair, if you're going to win the Champions League, you're going to have to play good teams anyway. So
sure.
Doesn't really matter if it's Barcelona or Real or Arsenal or whoever.
Bayern
or whatever. It's not going to make much a difference. You're going to have to play these teams, and not all of them, if they all get knocked out at this stage, it's because some other team's in such hot form that you have to play them, and they're in hot form. So, yeah.
True that. So, are Chelsea going to win the Champions League?
Of course. Says me, the completely unbiased, non-partisan commentator here.
Fair enough. All right, that's all we kind of have time for, but just before we go, go the Black Caps tomorrow.
Go the Black Caps. Once again, non-partisan, 3-0.
3-0. 3-0, easily, come on. Thank you very much for listening, and we hope to see you next time.
We'll see you next time.